You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Fall sports are in full swing. Obviously, football and the controversies around it, but also playoff baseball, regular season hockey, and the first basketball game of the season on Monday. I mean, if you're like a lot of fans, you won't be watching from your couch. Sports bars do a brisk business this time of year, maybe especially so in Los Angeles, where the Dodgers made the playoffs.
3-2 the count. Goldschmidt reaches. Winning run comes to the plate, and J.D. Martinez. Down he goes. A strikeout to end it. Kenley Jansen with the save. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series.
But here's the thing. A lot of fans in L.A. haven't been able to watch the Dodgers all season because the team cut an exclusive deal with Time Warner Spectrum, which has been great for business for those sports bars I mentioned. Our producer, Eliza Mills, talked to the beverage director at one of them.
I'm Tom Sigsby, and I'm the liquid commander at Mohawk Bend. So typically we'll have all four TVs on, and sometimes we have a big projector screen that'll show some of the Dodgers games. We'll do different games on all of them. So you've got, you know, people with their gaze riveted directly to one of the TVs, kind of staring across each other in the room, which is fun. A lot of our staff are huge fans, hometown love, you know. Plus, I think the advantage of the fact that we are able to have sports packages and we're able to have the, you know, the Dodgers station on, which I know some people aren't allowed to anymore or don't have in their typical package. We definitely get people in just because they can't watch the games at home. But I mean, I think that along with the marriage of the timing of the games usually works out during happy hour. We've got a great craft beer selection, and that helps too. But having the package separated is good for business for us. Obviously, it stinks for consumers at home. But yeah, we definitely have seen a boon. And I think the benefit also is now that people go out to the games, they've got that camaraderie. There's someone else. They can meet someone, or they might see someone that they had met at a previous, you know, watching a previous game out at Mohawk or somewhere else. So I think now that that momentum has happened, it kind of makes watching the Dodgers a little more social than it used to be. Sometimes I'm up in the office working and I'll just hear screams, you know, or moans, but it's all collective and that's really fun. Or if I'm behind the bar, I'm not watching the game. I'm making drinks. I'm working with customers. So then when I hear something, I'll look up and I get to catch the replay, which is kind of fun. You know, hear the big reaction. But it's definitely like collective energy throughout the place. It's great. I mean, especially when there's like the culmination of all the sports happening at the same time, which happens this time of year. It's great the diversity of clientele that we get in for different games or for different teams. And it really kind of generates some extra energy, especially when you have opposing teams. When it gets to the playoffs, we not only get the before-game crowd, we also get the after-game crowd, which is huge for us too. You'll see a sea of blue shirts during the games. To put it in numbers would be difficult just because I got to compare it to each individual day of the week. But, I mean, especially in the pub area, yeah, we easily double or triple our numbers.
That was Tom Sigsby from the Mohawk Bend Sports Bar in L.A.